Episode 8, The Day of Rest. Genesis 2, 1-3, KJV. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Devotional. After 6 days of creative power and divine design, God ceases from his work and establishes the seventh day as a day of rest. This moment marks the completion of creation, a time when all things stand in perfect harmony under his sovereignty. The Septuagint uses the Greek word katapauo for rest, signifying a deliberate ceasing, not out of exhaustion, but as a purposeful conclusion to the work he had done. The Book of Jubilees expands on this, revealing that God did not simply rest, but he sanctified the seventh day as a day of holiness. It was set apart as a sign of his covenant with creation. The Dead Sea Scrolls also highlight the Sabbath as a divine institution, given to mankind as a rhythm of life, a call to pause and reflect on the goodness of God. The writings of the Essenes discuss the importance of sacred rest, emphasizing that true Sabbath is not merely a day of inactivity, but a time to realign with God, to seek his presence, and to rejoice in his provision. Jesus later clarifies this in Mark 2, verse 27, when he says, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." This statement reveals that the day of rest is a gift, designed to refresh and restore. Throughout Scripture, rest is a theme woven into the fabric of God's plan. Hebrews 4, verse 9-10 speaks of a greater rest, saying, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his." This passage reminds us that our ultimate rest is found in Christ, who invites us in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The completion of creation and the institution of the Sabbath point us toward a deeper truth: God's desire for us to abide in him. He calls us to cease striving, to trust in his provision, and to find peace in his presence. Are we making space in our lives for true rest? Are we pausing to recognize his goodness? Or are we caught in a cycle of endless busyness? The Sabbath is not just about stopping work, it is about stepping into worship. It is a reminder that we are not sustained by our own efforts, but by God's grace. Just as he completed his work and rested, we are invited to rest in the finished work of Christ. Rest is an act of faith. When we set aside our own labor, we acknowledge that God is in control. Even in times of uncertainty, God calls us to trust that he will provide. The Israelites were given manna in the wilderness, but on the Sabbath, they gathered nothing, relying on what God had already given them. This pattern teaches us that resting in God is an act of trust, believing that he is enough, that his provision is sufficient, and that our striving will never replace his grace. In our modern world, rest is often neglected, replaced by constant activity and distraction. But God's command to rest is still relevant today. It is an invitation to step away from the noise, to quiet our hearts, and to focus on what truly matters, our relationship with him. When we intentionally make time to rest, we make space for renewal, reflection, and deeper communion with our Creator. When we embrace rest, we declare our trust in God's timing and provision. Just as the Sabbath was set apart as holy, we too are called to set apart time for him. The world may push us toward endless striving, but God invites us into stillness, into a rhythm of grace where we can be refreshed and renewed. Closing prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of rest. Thank you for setting apart the Sabbath as a reminder of your perfect creation and your desire for us to abide in you. Help us to honor this time by pausing from our labors, trusting in your provision, and seeking your presence. Teach us to rest in you, not just physically, but spiritually. May we find peace in your promises, knowing that you are in control. Thank you for Jesus, our eternal rest, who calls us to lay down our burdens and trust in his finished work. Help us to embrace rest as an act of faith, knowing that you are our provider. Let our lives reflect the peace that comes from walking in step with you, free from anxiety and worry. May we learn to quiet our hearts, knowing that in you, we are made whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Broadcast information. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 AM. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.